This is ProBlogger.
Hey there and welcome to episode 257 of the ProBlogger podcast. My name is Darren Rouse and I'm the blogger behind ProBlogger.com, a site dedicated to help you to create a great blog and to build profit around your blog. You can find it at ProBlogger.com where you'll also see our ebooks and more importantly, probably our courses, our starter blog course for those of you who haven't yet started, but also our 31 Days to Build a Better Blog course, which is ideal for those of you who are early in your blogging or even intermediate advanced bloggers who need a bit of a kickstart for your blog. Just look for the courses tab at ProBlogger.com. Now, today we're going to continue our Blogger Breakthrough series of podcasts with a story from my friend Kelly Exeter. Kelly's going to be familiar to many of you because she's regularly spoken at our events here in Australia. She's contributed guest content on the ProBlogger, the blog, but also has been on this podcast a number of times. I interviewed her back in episode 193 on how to be a prolific content creator. That was a hugely popular episode, one of the more popular interviews that I've done. So you can find a link to that in today's show notes. Now, today she's going to share a story that I think is a great companion piece to that interview that I did. So I do encourage you to listen to both if you haven't listened to the previous one or if you want to re-listen to it too. Today, Kelly's going to share a story about how she went from being a good, proficient, but a bit bland writer whose audience had plateaued to someone who was writing with more personality and was writing in a way that was more magnetic to readers. And ultimately, it attracted a lot more readers. And she's going to tell you exactly how many readers she had and how many she went to just by implementing these three practical tips that I love. I really love the way she's expressed each of these, and I want to tease them out a little bit more at the end of her 7-minute story. So do stay tuned to the end. You'll find out how much traffic she went from to at the end, but also I will come back and wrap this show up with a few thoughts of my own. You can find today's show notes where you will find a link to Kelly's site, kellyexeter.com.au. You'll also find a link to that previous interview I did and a full transcript of today's show. You'll find it at ProBlogger.com/podcast/257. Now here's Kelly.
Creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Hi, my name is Kelly Exeter. You can find me online at kellyexeter.com.au. And I have been blogging for 8 years. So before I share my blogging breakthrough, I need to emphasize that the point of my blog has always been to showcase my abilities as a writer. I've always known that one day I wanted to be writing books and making an income from people buying those books. So I needed people to fall in love with my writing. About 3 years into my blogging journey, I was pretty happy with where I was at. So people seemed to like my writing, but I'd hit a bit of a plateau in that my readership wasn't really growing anymore. This led me to seek out a writing mentor, someone I knew who wouldn't sugarcoat anything and tell me straight. And well, she told me straight. So she said, "Kelly, your writing is technically very sound. You communicate your points well. There are no wasted words. It's good writing, but it's not great writing. It's very vanilla." So it definitely hurt to hear that. And you know, what does she even mean by very vanilla? So she meant that while my posts contained useful information, they were quite bland and hard to distinguish from any other reasonably well-written post on the topic. I was also writing in a very safe fashion because I was so scared of offending someone. My writing was littered with caveats like, you know, maybe and might. And finally, I wasn't letting my natural voice come through. And this was because there were writers I really admired whose tones and approaches I was trying to emulate. And I was trying very hard to sound like them and not allowing my posts to sound like me. So, what did I do to make my writing less vanilla? the first thing I did was I started handwriting first drafts, and those first drafts were idea dumps more than anything. So previously I'd have an idea and then I'd outline a post to that idea and then I'd write the post to that outline, and what emerged was something like a school essay. So it was very proper, it was good information, but there was no personality. And sometimes the idea wasn't actually that good, but because I'd outlined the post, I would persist with it and write it and publish it anyway. Okay, so what handwriting those first drafts did was it removed my ability to edit as I went. So instead of stopping and starting and finessing each sentence and getting blocked when I couldn't get a sentence right, I just wrote. And in just writing, quite often I'd find myself drifting away from the original idea I had to a new, much better idea, or at the very least, a new, much better way of saying the thing I was trying to say. So bottom line, approaching my first draft writing this way meant the core idea behind each post was stronger. The second thing I did was I stopped worrying about offending people, which is hard to do, I know, because I don't like offending people. But I once heard someone say that you know you stand for something when you become simultaneously magnetic and repellent. Because I wasn't willing to be repellent, because I would keep sitting on the fence, not wanting to offend anyone, it wasn't clear what I stood for. So before writing a post, I started making sure the idea I was posing was something I could stand behind very strongly, and then I made it clear what my stance was. So I didn't vacillate, I didn't say maybe and might and sort of every second sentence. And then finally, I let myself write the way that I talk, which was much, much harder than it sounds, because I feel my natural tone is overly earnest and I kind of wince a bit when I hear myself speak. But, you know, and this is kind of why I was forever trying to emulate, you know, the reflectiveness and cleverness and snappiness of my writing idols. But in trying to write like other people, the result always came across quite forced and inauthentic and a bit bland. Okay, so again, it's entirely possible for your writing to be technically sound and convey great information, but also be very bland. And when this happens, it's much harder for the reader to connect with you. And if the reader doesn't connect with you, it's going to be very hard to achieve any kind of blogging success. And, you know, and there's so much competition for your readers' eyeballs these days. They don't tend to stick around and read bland stuff. And even if they read it, they certainly don't share it. So the upshot of all of this was I started writing in my own voice rather than trying to write like other people. So if you too feel your writing is a little vanilla and you'd like to be able to differentiate yourself better, here is a quick summary of those three things I just mentioned above, the three things that helped make my writing better. One, allow yourself to write messy first drafts instead of perfect first drafts, because messy first drafts throw up much better ideas. For example, anyone can write a blog post around how to be more productive at work. But when you go beyond that first idea and write a messy first draft, as I did, you might find yourself writing how I get all my work done in 5 hours a day. So that is a much stronger idea, and that idea led to a post of mine that has been shared thousands of times. Number two, don't sit on the fence. So when you have found your way to a better idea, stand strongly behind that idea, because doing this will draw the right people to you and repel the people you're not trying to attract. So remember, we don't want to speak to everyone. You only want to speak to your people. Number three, write the way that you talk. Have faith in your own voice. And remember, your voice is something no one else has. It's the easiest way to distinguish yourself from others. And again, some people will love your voice and some people will hate it. And that's okay, because it's better to have 50% of people love your work and 50% of people hate it than have 100% of people being quite indifferent to it and not caring one way or the other. Okay, so now let's talk about results. What was the end result of me doing these three things that I've just outlined above? Well, within 3 months of implementing those things into my writing, my monthly readership jumped from 2,500 readers a month to 15,000 readers a month. And it got the ball rolling towards a scenario where I was able to generate more than $100,000 in off-blog income. So it's definitely worth it for me, and I'm sure it'll be worth it for you too.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
Thanks so much to Kelly Exeter, who has shared those tips. You can find her at kellyexeter.com.au. There's a lot that I love about this particular episode, and I knew that she would have a lot of good things to say, and that's why I invited her to help us kick off this series. The first thing that I love, and she didn't really mention it as a tip at the end, but I think it's a great tip, is to find someone to critique your writing. Kelly stepped out of her comfort zone into that uncomfortable space of asking someone to tell it like it is about her writing. This is not easy stuff to hear when someone tells you, oh, you're a good writer, but you're a bland writer. I mean, that must have been hard to hear, but if she hadn't have stepped into that space, she wouldn't be where she is today. I think it's well worth doing, finding that type of person who can give you that type of advice. I think the problem that Kelly has is something that many of us probably can relate to. I think most bloggers go through this, whether they articulate it in exactly the same way. I see a lot of people with plateaued traffic. That's certainly something, and it's not always to do with your writing voice. But I also see a lot of writers, and I include myself in this, who go through periods where you become a good writer, but your writer is bland and it is vanilla. And so this is something I think a lot of us need to keep coming back to. And it's easy to slip into this type of writing where your blog almost becomes a bit of a machine. You're churning out content, and it can get to a point where it does become a little bit bland. It might have useful information. It might be technically well written, but I don't know if you've ever had that experience. You put something out and it just doesn't do anything. It doesn't connect with people. As a result, it doesn't really get read. It doesn't get commented on. It doesn't get shared. And so this is one of those things that I encourage you to really go back to and look at in your writing. If you have got to that plateau in your content, maybe this is one of the reasons that's behind it. Kelly's three tips, fantastic. First one, writing messy drafts. I've seen that in practice over the last few months of working with Kelly. I've been working with Kelly on a book, and she helped me with the Medium article that I spoke about in episode 255. That article started really messy. In fact, it probably went through a few first drafts, which were a kind of random collections of ideas, previous stories that I'd told, and no real core idea. But in playfully drafting that article and exploring all kinds of tangents as it developed, many of which didn't actually make it into the article itself, the core idea began to form. And I don't think it would have gotten to the point that it is if we hadn't have had sort of that messy start to it. I've never done what she said there to handwrite a first draft, but I can see how that would really help. I personally fall into the trap of editing as I write. I try not to do that because I do know that it stifles my ideas and the flow, but it's something I naturally do because it's so easy to do when you're writing on your computer. You can just delete things, rewrite things, and it does stop the flow. So it's something I'm probably going to give a go to do that handwriting type thing. And I can see how that would work quite well. The second tip there was not to sit on the fence. And this is, again, something I can relate to. My temptation is to not to want to offend anyone. I don't like to have people react negatively to my content. And I think that's a natural reaction. But as a result of that, I try to please everyone. And my writing at times can feel like it has lots of disclaimers, explanations, caveats, excuses through the content. And again, that's not easy to read. I don't think people want all of that. They want to get to the point. Kind of getting past that and realizing that your content doesn't have to please everyone is a great lesson. It does create stronger writing. It creates that reaction in your readers that sometimes does magnetize people and sometimes repels them. But and you know, as Kelly says, it doesn't leave them feeling indifferent, and that's what you don't want. You don't want indifferent readers. And it sometimes means that you need to push into areas that you feel a little bit more uncomfortable, but I don't think it means you need to be confrontational. You can still write in a nice voice. You don't have to be controversial just for the point of it. Just be you, which leads to that last tip that Kelly shared of, you know, writing the way you talk. And this is the big lesson for me in the early days of my blogging. I tried for many years, well, not for many years, but for many months at least, to write in the style of other people that I saw and admired. But I realized my voice was much more conversational as well. And it's something I've noticed many times with successful bloggers that I've met in person. Often their little quirks and funny words and expressions that you see in their content is just an extension of what they say in conversation. And as I think about this, you know, Vanessa, my wife, her blog style and shenanigans, she uses a language that she talks in, and it's kind of quirky at times, but I think it actually stands out. And I'm sure it does annoy some people, but I am sure it also really connects with other people, and that's why she's got a very engaged audience. It shines through her personality. So I love the advice that Kelly's given today. I've seen the results of this advice in her writing. It really has changed over the years, but I'd never heard the traffic change there from 2,500 visitors a month, which is great, to 15,000 a month. That's a 500% increase in traffic in just a few months. So you can see there the impact that this has upon your readers. And I know the times that I've kind of gone with this advice almost intuitively, I've seen that same thing happen as well. So thanks so much to Kelly. You can find more from Kelly at kellyexeter.com.au. There'll be a link in today's show notes to that as well. I'll also include a link in today's show notes to the interview I did with Kelly back in episode 193, where she gave some really good advice on becoming a more prolific content creator. So that was episode 193. You'll find it in iTunes and in the show notes. The show notes are at problogger.com/podcast/257. It's also a full transcript of today's show there. Thanks so much for listening. Next week, we're going to get back into the blogging breakthroughs series. You're going to hear from some listeners of this podcast. The first two episodes have been friends of mine who I invited to kick off the series, but we're going to get into some listeners in the coming weeks. Looking forward to sharing some of those stories with you. Lastly, if you want to head to one of our events, Kelly's a speaker at many of our events. We've got an event coming up in Orlando, Florida, late September. If you go to problogger.com/success, you'll see that success incubator event that we've got running up. There will be some presentations at that event, but there will also be a lot of masterminding. So if you want to check that out as well. The event is actually happening just before FinCon, which is a conference for financial bloggers. And if you're one of those bloggers as well, I will be speaking at that event as well. Those two events held at the same venue running into the other. Our event is first. So that might be a good one to check out as well if you're in that space. Thanks for listening today. Chat with you next week on the Pro Blogger podcast.
You've been listening to Pro Blogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at Pro Blogger. Find us at facebook.com/Pro Blogger or search Pro Blogger on iTunes.
This episode of the Pro Blogger podcast was edited by the team at Podcast Motor, who offer a great range of services, including helping you to set up and launch your podcast, as well as ongoing editing and production of the podcast that you produce. You can check them out at podcastmotor.com.